This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Storm bashes East Coast.
The impacts of the storm are going to be felt all around.
President on virus death rate.
We're lower than the world.
Lower than
We're
the
lower
world.
Lower than what is that? Europe.
New video from George Floyd killing.
The encounter from the officer's perspective.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Isaias came ashore near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, with top winds of 85 miles an hour, leaving flooding and power outages in its wake. April Wilson saw one of the many house fires that broke out.
You have to kind of question, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? Because it was just against the night sky. Flames were just coming through the rooftop of it, and the wind was whipping so many directions.
It's now a tropical storm that will affect the East Coast all day. CBS's Chip Reed is along the Virginia coast.
Isaias was a Category 1 hurricane as it made its presence known off the coast of South Carolina overnight, bringing powerful storm surge, flash flooding, and property damage. Just hours later, Isaias churned upward and made landfall in North Carolina, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power. Rushing water overtook roads and trapped cars. Strong winds also reportedly spawned several tornadoes in North Carolina and at least one touchdown in Virginia.
In Sea Isle City, New Jersey, this business owner shut things down for the day with the storm approaching.
The way things are going here and the way business is losing a Tuesday, a year ago it would have been like, oh, okay, we get a Tuesday off. Now it's even the help goes, oh, really, we're not going to open.
The UN says the coronavirus pandemic has caused the largest disruption of education in history. Schools have been closed in more than 160 countries. CBS's David Begnaud says concern in the U.S. is focused on areas where cases of the virus are on the rise.
In many, many parts of the country, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, the number of cases are rising. And some of
this is Dr. Ashish Jha, director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. He is warning that unless attitudes on masks and public health rules change, no region of the country is going to be safe from new outbreaks.
Right now, across much of the Rust Belt, I don't expect schools to be able to open or certainly stay open for any extended period of time because their virus levels are too high.
In 32 states and Puerto Rico, the percent of positive tests is still above the recommended level for reopenings. Molly Grantham says her entire family caught the virus, including her two young kids and her brand new baby boy, Hobie.
How's the baby?
Thank God, okay. I've studied his breathing like a hawk. It's been really nerve-wracking because you don't really know what you're studying, right?
In a new interview, President Trump strongly defends his administration's response to the pandemic, saying it's under control. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump insists the coronavirus is receding, contradicting his task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx.
I told Dr. Birx I think we're doing very well.
But with around 1,000 Americans dying on average every day, the data backs up Birx. In an interview with Axios on HBO, President Trump was asked about his optimistic messaging.
Right now, I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it.
In that Axios interview, Mr. Trump was asked how history would remember the late Congressman John Lewis.
He didn't come to my inauguration. He didn't come to my State of the Union speeches. And that's okay. That's his right. And again, nobody has done more for black Americans than I have.
I understand.
He should have come. I think he made a big mistake.
Newly leaked body cam video from two Minneapolis police officers shows more of what happened before George Floyd was killed in late May. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
It shows Floyd resisting the officer's attempt to place him in the squad car. You hear him pleading. Also in the video, fired former officer Derek Chauvin, who's now been charged with second-degree murder. As soon as Floyd hits the pavement, you see Chauvin's gloved hands on him and a knee on Floyd's neck. With a crowd gathering, the body camera video shows King taking Floyd's pulse. According to prosecutors, he couldn't find one.
President Trump's lawyers have called it harassment. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on what a prosecutor says in pursuit of the president's tax records.
In court filings, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. suggested he is investigating President Trump and the Trump Organization for possible bank and insurance fraud. That would be a much more wide-ranging investigation than previously thought. Mr. Trump played down the suggestions at the White House.
This is just a continuation of the witch hunt. It's Democrat stuff.
Vance wants 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax records.
In the fire-scarred mountains east of Los Angeles, officials believe a malfunctioning diesel vehicle triggered the wildfire that's forced thousands of people out of their homes.
It was insanely close. I thought that the house and everything in it was going to go down.
My house survived. By the grace of God.
About 20 people were hurt when three sightseeing balloons crashed separately near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Officials believe weather may have played a factor. Federal safety officials are out with design changes that Boeing will need to make to get the troubled and grounded 737 MAX back in the air. KIRO Radio's Heather Bosch.
The design changes include new software for the flight control system that was implicated in two deadly crashes. There are also changes for operation, maintenance, and pilot training. Aviation analyst Scott Hamilton.
This is now in writing. It's now a proposed order by the FAA. Boeing is on the downhill side of this long tragedy.
He says the MAX could be recertified by the end of the year and back in service in January.
A new study indicates distrust of the media is getting worse. The Knight Foundation and Gallup finding that nearly half say the media is biased, but 84% say the media is key to democracy. A popular song is off the menu at an island watering hole, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Neil Diamond's 1969 classic is officially banned at an Irish pub in Spain's Canary Islands. Murphy's Corallejo has posted a chalkboard on the wall with the offending lyrics.
Touching hands.
A no-no in the coronavirus era, of course. Reach Diamond out. Himself released a revised edition in March.
Hand.
The original is hugely popular at bars, reaching regularly out. Prompting boozed-up patrons to belt it out in unison. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I won't touch you.
That's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.